One of the strangest aspects of the universe that we so far know of is the expansion of the universe. Indeed, when you get into the details of it, it's downright spooky, because the universe did things in the past that it does not do now. The rules can change. And if they ever do so again, if that's even possible, then it could be very bad news for anything that exists in the universe. It would be tempting to think of the Big Bang as a kind of explosion, which it was in a certain sense. But explosions as we see them are things that happen within the universe and are very predictable. They expand outward and get weaker with distance and area, spreading debris and a shockwave. Whatever the Big Bang was, it's important to state it that way, it did not do that. Rather, it cooked off, began expanding, went through a period where it very rapidly expanded, which was the inflationary period, slowed to a certain rate, but then instead of continuing to lose energy and slow down, it started speeding up, which requires an explanation as to what's driving that, and that's where the concept of dark energy comes from. Those two ideas, so often mentioned, are evidence-based. Inflation left a mark, evidence, in the universe such that it's the only good explanation for what scientists observe. The universe must have expanded much more rapidly than it does now. The rules somehow changed for a time and then changed again. For dark energy, the expansion rate of the universe is measurably speeding up. Astronomers see it. Well, you need some type of energy to do that, and that very simply is dark energy. Of course, there is an exception here, gravity. Objects that are gravitationally bound stick together, but overall, the unbound distant objects are moving away from each other with this expansion. And if you put enough expanding space in between you and a distant galaxy, you can't see it, because the speed of light is trumped by the collective expansion of the space in between you and the object. This is what is meant by the term observable universe. We only see the part where the light can reach us from. Beyond it, there could be a little more space, a lot more space, or it could extend infinitely. In any case, it's also expanding. But words fail what's really going on here. Language can be imprecise, and often terms in science stick even when they are somewhat unscientific. The Big Bang is one such term. It was originally coined by astronomer Fred Hoyle as a somewhat derogatory term because he was not buying Big Bang cosmology at all. He once said that words are like harpoons. Once they go in, they are very hard to pull out. The name stuck, though I can think of a bunch of other better ones, such as simply the beginning. The expansion of the universe, however, is intrinsic, or thought to be, meaning that it's expanding within it, but so far as we know, it's not actually expanding into anything. You would normally think of expansion as like a balloon, something expanding into something else, but the universe doesn't work that way. It's expanding into complete, true nothingness, and anything inside it, even time and the fabric of space, is a phenomenon of itself. Some have advanced that within the multiverse idea, universes could occupy something of a medium of sorts, whatever that may be, and bump into each other. But no one really knows what that really means because we simply cannot measure it. The expansion of the universe is particularly interesting because it's somehow linked with time. Often it's said that in a universe where nothing changes, time would not exist. But in this universe, that can't ever happen because even if everything simply stopped, the expansion of the universe would still mark the passage of time. It also likewise takes time, no matter what you do, to cross space, which is part of the reason Einstein termed the whole thing space-time. The two are linked. The expansion of space, however, is separate and can vary, seemingly separate from time as we know it. In inflation theory, the universe expanded very rapidly for a time, beginning about 10 to the negative 32nd of a second after the actual Big Bang. During this time, the universe expanded its volume by at least 10 to the 78th. That's 10 with 78 zeros behind it. That's like expanding a tiny molecule by light years. Then it decelerated, but somehow dark energy, whatever it is, started accelerating it again. Surprisingly, that actually happened when the universe was around 9.8 billion years old, relatively recently, given that it's now 13.8 billion years old. But there's another problem. The universe gives seemingly contradictory rates at which it's expanding. This is known as the Hubble tension, and it's one of the great mysteries of current cosmology. This stems partly from a discrepancy in observation. ESA's Planck mission predicts one number, but Hubble and other instruments actually show an entirely different number. Either there is some error in measurement between the two methods of measuring, or are the hints of new physics hiding in here? For 3 decades, the Hubble Space Telescope has been measuring the expansion of the universe. But even after such a long period of observations, Hubble is just one instrument, so you can bring up doubts about its accuracy. Cue in the James Webb Space Telescope. It's a completely separate instrument working in a completely different regime of the electromagnetic spectrum. And that's one of the many things JWST is doing. You can establish definitive measurements with 2 telescopes. Turns out it does not appear to be measurement errors. We appear to not understand something here. Not surprising, we know that we don't know lots of things already. The universe presents a question to us, and we try to figure them out, but often we work on a partial set of information. In 2023, Webb confirmed the Hubble observations. The Hubble tension goes like this. As the universe expands, galaxies move away from each other. The speed that they do that is proportional to distance, so if a galaxy is at X distance, it's moving away at 1 rate. A galaxy twice that distance will appear to be moving away twice as fast. The problem is to figure out the rate at which 2 galaxies are receding from each other, you need to know how far apart they are. You also need a constant to calculate it, which is known as the Hubble-Lemaitre constant. Figuring out that constant requires measuring the very distant universe, and doing so gives a speed of 244,000 kilometers per hour per megaparsec distances. But there's a problem. If you look at objects such as certain types of supernovae at much closer distances, you actually very accurately are able to determine their distance through the red shift. This gives you a second way to measure the constant, and it's off. It gives 264,000 kilometers per hour per megaparsec. This discrepancy should not be and has not been resolved, taking this issue into very interesting territory indeed. We must either be wrong about something, or space is expanding faster in our local area for some unknown reason, and it does not appear to be happening anywhere else in space so far as we know. That would be very messy indeed, which has led scientists to come up with hypotheses that might better explain the discrepancy. One recent example is based on an observation. It turns out our area of space is relatively empty compared to other areas, sort of like a bubble. Outside the bubble, there is more matter, so the idea is that gravity is pulling the galaxies inside the bubble towards the edges, meaning that the discrepancy could just be an artifact of that movement instead of something involving the universe at large. This is known as an underdensity, and the problem with it is that they shouldn't exist. Matter should be more or less evenly distributed overall. So it's trading one problem for another. One potential issue here, though, is Einstein. This all is based on how Einstein envisioned gravity, something that seems experimentally well proven. But there's still a lot of remaining questions about gravity. If gravity behaves a little bit differently than Einstein predicted, then we could get into MOND, modified Newtonian dynamics. As it turns out, MOND does predict these kinds of bubbles, and the observed behavior and the Hubble tension disappears. Instead, it would simply be that there is only one constant for the expansion of the universe, and the observed deviation is due to matter being distributed irregularly. Yet another possibility is that there are unseen errors in the observations. It may be that tiny errors may get larger to the point that when we look deeper in the universe, the cumulative error in measurements becomes readily evident as the discrepancy. The problem is, when scientists looked into what might be causing those errors, if they are indeed there, they saw no evidence of them, and were able to effectively rule out measurement error. Essentially, what happened was this. There's a type of star known as a Cepheid variable star. These vary in both diameter and temperature very regularly. There is a strong relationship between a Cepheid's pulsation period and its luminosity. You can actually determine a known luminosity of this type of star. So the overall brightness of the star allows you to work out its distance. The idea was that the cumulative amount of stars in the same field as a Cepheid increases with distance, so it could be that some Cepheids are giving false brightnesses due to the presence of a nearby star from our point of view. Hubble had issues working in visible light and seeing through any intervening dust, which complicated the measurements, but Webb can do it, and it turns out the Cepheid problem can't be what's causing the Hubble tension. Future telescopes should help resolve this issue, including ESA's Euclid and the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope. Or they may not. or worse, deepen the mystery, potentially requiring a complete rethink of how the universe behaves at very long distances, if no other solution can be found. Or maybe, just maybe, the expansion of the universe itself is not so set in stone as we thought. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently experiencing a Halloween anomaly. I know, you're saying, JMG, it's April. But I actually come up with the October spooky scripts all year long, and I just save them. The script that I save for Halloween night is always the spookiest one, and I rarely know what it's going to be before October. But this year, it's different. A really spooky subject hit me out of nowhere, and I already know it's the Halloween video. It's going to be a good year, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.